and it's Roberta.
And this is Ryan, and this is the Midweek News.
On Art Blog Radio. Okay, so how are you today, Ryan?
I'm fine. I'm feeling a little Wednesday frazzled.
Already? It's only 10 in the morning.
Yeah, it was an interesting morning. My son's cats have decided to wake me up at 6:30 every morning to ensure that they get fed. And I feel like as the days have gotten longer, as soon as the sun comes up, that their alarm clock has moved earlier and earlier.
Oh, for sure.
As soon as my alarm clock has moved earlier and earlier. So the joys of pets.
Yes, pets. I must ask, is he allowed to bring pets with him to college?
I think because he was thinking about this single person space, I think there was potential that he could bring a cat, which would be interesting, but he has two. And they've been together since birth. And I'm like, that's pretty mean. You have to take both or none. We'll see what happens.
Decision time. But are you going to have to step up and be the cat's
It's an opportunity so much as a problem.
Oh,
it's all about it's all about perspective.
Oh, it's a teaching moment? Are you telling me that?
No, I'm saying you can look on the bright side or you can still as a negative, which makes you feel down. And it's the same, you're still handed the same whatever it is.
Yeah,
it's a perspective.
So I can't even remember what I did over the weekend. What did you do over the weekend?
I had some house repair I had to do. I had a roof leak from the last big storm.
Oh.
And I finally got to it, yeah.
You did it yourself?
I do pretty much all of my things myself.
Wow, that is great.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of that. And then I found on one of like the FreeCycle things, I found this Roche Bobois cushioned back that was part of this funky couch that they had, but it would like slid onto the special seating unit that they had made. And however they designed it, it just like cracked and crumbled. And so they just had this interesting back. So then I just found some foam and built my own little couchy love seat thing.
Found some foam.
So from a previous project, well, I think it was my last couch I was getting rid of, but I thought, why would I get rid of the cushions? So I took the foam out of the cushions because the frame had disintegrated enough and then the backing upholstery had disintegrated sufficiently that I was over it. So then I just disassembled it and kept the foam for a future project, which is this project.
As it turns out.
And then I went to Jomar to pick up some fabric.
Yeah, Jomar. Joanne Fabrics doesn't exist anymore. I'm glad Jomar does.
So yeah, it's a few places and a couple dollars in and I have a new love CD.
Okay, you heard it here, everybody. If you need a couch rebuilt, you know where to go. Ryan is your guy.
Something like that. Upholstery is a dying art. I still have some of those old tools too, but...
You know how to upholster?
I practice a little bit, but it's a lot of work. It's so much time. There's a reason it's so expensive and it's just cheaper to buy it new from China.
Via IKEA.
Yeah, that stuff is wild.
So my regret over the weekend is that I didn't make it to dump days at the township. Every two weekends in the spring and two in the fall, they have dump days. That's what I call them. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a more fancy name for it, mm-hmm. but they don't charge. You can drive things in, no contractors allowed, but if you can show that you live in the township, you can, you know, unload everything. They take electronics, they take furniture, they take bicycles, you know, and a lot of it gets recycled. There are tables there where you see people that are receiving the goods, and there's sort of nonprofits that are going to then turn it around. If it's a broken piece of equipment, they can maybe fix it and then pass it along. Mm-hmm. So I love to go. I have a historic love of going to the dump, don't ask me. Don't judge, Melly and all, but I missed it. So I regret that. Gotta wait till the fall. Shall we get into the news?
Sure.
Now that we've done the rebrief. Okay, I have three things. Three. Okay, first off, congratulations to Janice Marandino, who has a wonderful interview with Canvas Rebel, which is an online platform that I have heard of before, but I have not been involved in and don't know anything about it, but it's a very nice piece highlighting her. And Janice is a friend. She has a really great story. She's one of the co-founders of the Clay Studio. She's a longtime professor at Rosemont College. She had a very groundbreaking project called, it was where she taught people to draw who didn't think they could draw. She had these workshops and she would tell them to use the side of their charcoal, and she would explain about depth and three-dimensionality and not linearity. And by the end of the workshop, people were drawing amazing things, and it was focused on the people. So you were to draw your own portrait. You would do the before and after, ask them to draw a portrait initially. Everybody would use a line, right? A line portrait, that's what you do. And then she would teach them side shading and all this kind of thing. Wonderful project. Her practice ranges from that to ceramics, drawing, painting, calligraphy. And she just did a community project in her hometown, Atlantic City, that we told you about previously, a wonderful revisit of where she grew up and how, or her grandmother had grown up, and how the neighborhood has become new immigrants, not from Italy, as her forebears were, but from Pakistan and Africa and various places. It's a wonderful project. Second off, there is a workshop, Seed Bomb Workshop, at Drexel University in conjunction with an exhibition. There's a guerrilla gardening workshop to combat climate change and ruin in our Philadelphia community. There's a professor, Denise Wolf, who's the creative art therapies professor. She's going to lead the workshop showing you how to make seed bombs with paper pulp from recycled materials and native seeds. And she's also going to do a paper making demonstration. Doesn't this sound great? Attendees will leave, it says, with 2 to 4 bombs that they're encouraged to throw in gardens or backyards or in spaces that look like they need some seeds. That is Friday, May 9th, 2 to 4 p.m. in Penny Park, which is the lawn outside the Pearlstein Gallery at Drexel. Rain location is going to take place, if it rains, inside the gallery.
And you just have to register for that?
Golly gee, we'll put in that information. Sorry about that, failure here. I think you probably do, but we'll fill you in on that in the transcript or in the links. My final shout out is to Joe Ovalman. He has a new book out. Joe is an artist and a bookmaker, book artist. And he must have a dozen books out there. His new one is called Sauna Dish. And on the back cover is, I think this should have been the title. It says, Saunas Are Hot. This is a book, as all Joe's books are, that is handwritten in Sharpie marker. If something was wrong, it's crossed off, and something new is put in. There's scribble scrabble all throughout, and Joe's a gay man, openly gay, and this is about, as you can imagine, saunas. It's a place of assignation for people who are going there for sex. So there is sex that goes on in this book, but it's kind of anecdotal and maybe autobiographical, maybe not, we don't know. He has pseudonyms for the people, so there's no one named by name. And there's a little love story that goes on with a hetero male that comes to the sauna and a character called Georgie. They are friends for 2 years until something happens and that changes and then falls apart. This book is not for everybody, but I highly recommend it for the style of its making. The just no holds barred language and drawing, the ability to use Sharpie marker and cross out, you know, fearlessly, and some of the words are upside down and some of them are backwards. So shout out to Joe. There is a podcast that I did with Joe. I've known him since 2019, possibly before that, where he was talking about another book of his called On Grief. He had had some loss in his life and he was really torn up about it. And so he made one of these Sharpie marker anecdotal books. They're really, you can almost put them in a pocket. They're so small, little chapbooks. They're very very well done. Anyway, shout out to Joe Ovalman and his book, Fauna Dish. And that's it for me.
We're at the end of April, heading into the first of May, which makes this Friday First Friday. So there's quite a few openings that are happening throughout the city. We've talked about a few last week to give you a couple weeks advance. The calendar's up on Connect and you can always find what's available there. And a couple things that are happening this weekend after First Friday on Saturday is South Street Live is having their big street closure May 3rd from 12 to 6 p.m. And it's going to be, South Street's going to be closed from 8th Street to Front Street. And this is in collaboration between South Street Head House District and Da Vinci Art Alliance. That is going to be a lot of open shops. The street's going to be blocked. It's going to be full of people and fun. And hopefully the weather cooperates as well. After the event is the 4th, Da Vinci Art Alliance has an opening. So check out that as well. They're at 704 Catherine, so just a little bit off of there. As well as Friends of Art Blog, Partners and Sons, will be hosting all the comics events that are happening there. It's the free comic book day. And they are having an event at 7 p.m. on Saturday, so right after the block party. And Partners and Sons is located at 618 South 6th Street. And so that'll be a lot of fun. So if you're still in the neighborhood and need something to do after the 6 p.m. closure or reopening of the roads, there'll be plenty to do. Partners and Sons, 7 p.m. Also that Saturday, Fishtown Music and Arts Festival is happening. I think it's the 3rd or 4th of those. And that's happening also from noon to 11:30 p.m., just north of Cecil B. Moore on Front. So it's going to be closed. I'm not sure how many blocks, but 4 blocks-ish. It's kind of funky blocks right there. And they're going to be hosting around LMNO. It's a Mexican restaurant there at Palmer and Front. And so again, that runs from noon to 11:30 p.m. Also in that neighborhood is Clay Studios doing their Small Favors. I'm not sure how many years they've been doing this, but many, many years. But I really enjoy it because they're small, intricate pieces and the detail is fantastic. And they all get like a 4-inch cube to put their little sculptures in. And it's just amazing what they can do in such small spaces. If you haven't seen it, it's well worth it. Everything is for sale, but they're really great. This is ongoing, it's currently going. It's running through June 29th, so you have plenty of time, but if you do want to buy one, you should get there sooner than later. And they are 1425 North American Street. That's at the Clay Studio. I also noticed coming up in June, so I'll give you plenty of time, is Philly's Changemakers take the stage again at Mission Story Slam. So I mentioned Mission Story Slam last fall, I think the last season it came out. So this is at National Mechanics. So this is a story slam. And it was really, I got a lot of feedback from it last time. It was the people who went really enjoyed it. I did not go, but maybe I will go this time. This is June 10th from 6 to 10 p.m. And I thought I wrote down the theme, but I guess maybe I did not. Anyway, I'll put links to it on what's happening and when and on all of those. So those are my 4 or 5 different things that are happening all this weekend and a couple in the future and one ongoing. So plenty to do this weekend and things ongoing and things to look forward to in June.
Totally. Can I pop in with one or two?
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders will be in town on May Day. That's something, if you didn't catch that news, a rally with the AFL-CIO. You know, he's a big up with the workers person and a really great person. And there's going to be a rally at City Hall. And in the afternoon, 4 o'clock. So it's outside City Hall on the north side. Anyway, that's something noteworthy. And if you want to do that, gathering together with people at this time to show solidarity against what's going on in Washington is a good thing to do. I'm going to try to make it to this one. Sunday, May 4th, is the Broad Street Run, which is lots and lots of street closures and 40,000 runners running the 10-mile race from up above Temple University all the way down to the Navy Yard. So it's always fun. people run in crazy costumes, and you know, the cheering on the sidelines is very wonderful, ebullient, enthusiastic, a human experience, really great, highly recommended.
Yeah, it's gonna get chaotic this weekend. There's so many things going on, a lot of closures, so.
A lot of crowd scenes.
A lot of crowd.
But art is involved in a lot of it, well, at least in the ones on South Street in Fishtown.
Yeah.
Very arty.
Yeah, hopefully the weather holds up, but so far so good. I think that's it for me.
Yeah, that's it for me too. We'll wrap it up. So thanks everybody, it's Roberta. Thanks for listening, and come back next week for more. Thank you.
And this is Ryan, and this has been Art Blog's Midweek News. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.